You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is Wednesday, October 8th, 2025. I hope you're all doing well. I'm doing okay myself. Thank you very much. First and foremost, before we get started, I highly recommend that you join the Hierarchy University Discord. The link is on the website, and I put links on my X accounts, etc. So I highly recommend that you join that Discord because it's booming. And we've opened some new opportunities on there, including kind of a rudimentary fag B&B, which I know a lot of people were pretty hyped up whenever we had Master Raz and I announced that a couple years ago. We haven't gotten it started, of course, yet, but it's sort of starting on Discord. So I highly recommend that you join up with the Discord because it's a new community that's growing quickly, and it's constantly adding new features. So I just, and people are really benefiting from it, it seems like. So there's lots of really great alphas in there. I don't know if you've seen my first post from one of the alphas in the on the website. So yeah, there's lots of things going on there. So I recommend you join. I don't know, like Discord's one of those things. I don't know a whole lot about programming it, but I'm learning, and it's turning out to be a pretty neat tool, honestly. So yeah, join up, all right? So today I wanted to talk to you. I had kind of an interesting conversation with an alpha on the Discord about fag modifications, and this alpha, his name is, goes by the name, username Thraken, I think it is. He is a straight alpha who owns faggots and uses them, and he's pretty, how should I put this, kind of no-nonsense, and he's, I mean, I don't know enough about him yet to really make any kind of judgment calls, but he's pretty much what he says goes, and he gets what he wants, and faggots will just obey, which is how it should be anyway, right? But we were talking about fag modification, and you know, here's the thing about faggots, and for straight alphas in particular, is that faggots give straight alphas the opportunity to do something that they can't really do so well with females, which is modify the faggot to suit his needs or wants, okay? This alpha and a couple other alphas I've talked to about fag modification, you know, they mention things like putting the fag on certain diets. And I know we've talked on the website about diet plans and stuff for faggots, but like workout routines specifically that target certain aspects about a faggot's body to highlight or accentuate certain aspects of a faggot's body while diminishing others. So typically the fag workout routine doesn't involve like heavy weightlifting, you know, bodybuilding type of routines or other types of, you know, exercises that would build, you know, mass. Instead, they're more exercises that tone, you know, and shape, like the glutes, etc., you know. So the fag has a nice, firm little ass that can be fucked, you know, that kind of thing. You know, we got to talking about other modifications beyond the workout part. A lot of, particularly straight alphas, of course, they want their faggots to be completely shaved. This is a pretty standard thing, I think. I know I did a lot of like shaving when I was serving straight alphas to stay as smooth as possible. Part of it was just my own desires. You know, I've never really been a big fan of body hair on myself. So anyway, so I was always kind of self-conscious about that. But so maybe that's, I never had really had many stipulations on body hair because I just didn't ever have any. So, and I've never had a beard or anything or a mustache. So, you know, I've just never have had hair, you know, but a lot of alphas prefer their faggots to be hairless, which was something that was, he mentioned, you know, a lot of times, you know, things like collaring and things of that sort, you know, lingerie was another topic that came up where alphas, particularly straight alphas, like to have faggots wearing more effeminate lingerie. This was not my experience when I was owned. I don't know, like, I did wear sexy underwear, but like they never had me dressed up like a girl, you know, but there's certainly some alphas that prefer that and, expect that from their faggots and force it to happen. So, so there are many different ways, I guess, that one can, transform their faggot. An alpha can transform a faggot, to appear very different, you know, and much more pleasing to them. You know, each alpha has their own interests, right? As faggots, what should be our attitude, do you think? Well, of course, we should be yielding to that. We should be agreeable to that. We should obey, right? As much as possible. As long as the transformation doesn't involve like mutilation, you know, I remember Master Jin was threatening to castrate his first faggot Chin for disobedience, and I thought that was a little extreme, but I rarely hear that, you know, even from really extreme straight alphas. They don't generally castrate their faggots, but it is out there, you know. But other types of transformations are possible, but you know, ultimately, as long as the alpha is not asking something incredibly like life changing or life affecting, like castration or something of that nature, we should be agreeable to that as much as possible, and allow them to have the ability to transform us, because we want to be pleasing, right? And we want to give them whatever they want. So it's our duty as faggots to obey. I do think that there's it's a missed opportunity for alphas if they don't transform their faggots, because it's an opportunity to you know, like what you do with a car, you know, like what do guys do with cars that they love to use? I mean, they make modifications to it, right? They put a new paint job on it. They put big new rims on it. They put a new sound system in it, whatever, you know, tinted windows, the whole nine yards, flames on the paint or whatever. I mean, a faggot is that. You know, a faggot is sort of like an alpha's opportunity to play Barbie dolls, if you want to say it that way. But I don't really want to say it like that. But it's an opportunity for alphas to experiment, you know, and actually see the effects that their will being imposed on the faggot, what effect that causes in the faggot. It's different when they do that with females. Like, because females are already kind of in a mode, you know, and there's no alpha that's going to take a woman and turn her into a guy, you know what I'm saying? But a faggot can be transformed into a feminine object, right? So this is an opportunity for an alpha to do that, right? And I asked Master Thraken on the Discord server. I said, what's the end result? Like, what is an alpha gaining out of that, or what's the end goal? I guess, you know. And he said something interesting that I think is very important, which is the end goal is to cause the faggot to submit and understand that the faggot is not a man. So transformation and modification is sort of a form of chastity, right? And I think alphas should look at it that way. I still think that all alphas that own faggots should also put their faggots in chastity. But this modification is also another way to put a faggot in a cage. In this case, a different type of identity. But the point of this identity is emasculation a lot of times, humiliation. But also, force, when an alpha, what happens, let me ask you, what happens when an alpha puts a faggot in sexy lingerie and then uses it sexually? What's the effect on the faggot? Well, the faggot feels sexy in a way that it ordinarily doesn't get to feel, right? It makes the faggot more submissive because it feels sexy, right? And it makes it more eager to please. This is kind of an interesting perspective that I honestly, since that, like, modification is not something that I've ever been involved in, really. So I've only covered it on the website from a, you know, a scholarly point of view, I guess. But, like, but when you think about modification on the ground level, what is it doing? You know, it's forcing the faggot to realize that it is not a man. It's not equal to men. It's beholden to the whims of men, the desires of men. And it creates a separation between a faggot and a man. That's important. If you're owning a faggot, that's important to do that, because it it keeps the faggot in place, right? And I do think that looking at it from that standpoint, I do think that it's important for alphas to do this kind of stuff now. You know, I don't think it's for every alpha, because first of all, not every alpha is owning faggots. You know, they might use faggots, but they're not owning them. And also, there's some alphas that simply don't care, you know, regardless. They don't want to get that far in the weeds with dealing with their faggots and how they're dressed or whatever. But for alphas that are really wanting to get inside the head of their faggot and really transform the faggot, that's one way, is body modification, you know. And I never really thought about it until I got into the conversation today on Discord. So it's an interesting concept, and I do think it works. In fact, I know it works, because there are several faggots that I can name off the top of my head that I've dealt with over the years on the website and these faggots, like Fabienne or Chin and Lee and just on and on, you know, Jimmy, little Jimmy, wherever you are. These faggots have gone out of their way to dress up, you know, to become more feminine, to entice their alphas, you know, and to be pretty, I guess, or special for their alphas. And I know from talking to them how giddy they were about it, how thrilled they were to be able to live that part of themselves, you know. And it made them more submissive, you know. And so, you know, I don't know why I really didn't make much of a connection with that, honestly, but Master Thrakken brought it out to me, and I see the wisdom of it now. So, again, I think that it's a great idea, and I encourage any alphas that are out there who are owning faggots or wanting to own faggots to start thinking about maybe ways to modify your fags. You know, tweak certain things about what they're doing so that with their body or what, you know, tweak, you know, ways that they can dress up differently or whatever, just so that they begin to come out of their comfort zone and realize that they are not equal to you as an alpha and that they are faggots. They're different from men. They're your toy, right? So, yeah, I think that's all I wanted to say about that. I think it's an interesting topic. I don't think I really covered it that well in this podcast, but, hopefully it spurs some other conversation. So that's all I really want to do is stir the pot a little bit and get people's opinions of stuff. So, you know, I am. Anyway, well, thanks for hanging out with me and, talking about this little topic. Feel free to write to me if you have any thoughts about modification, maybe experiences you've had or maybe hopes that you might have or plans. So, yeah, I'd love to hear more about that, actually. So, anyway, I guess I'll let you go. It was great talking to you guys. I hope you have a great weekend. And I will talk to you next Wednesday, most likely. All right. Love ya.
Bye.